GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. If you're following us on Twitter, if you're friends on Facebook, you see the question of the day before it comes out of our mouths into a microphone and out your radio. Do you think Maine will prevail over challenges to its a la carte cable television law? I wondered if people would get fired up about this, George, and then I just looked at our Facebook feed and oh my gosh, yeah, they are.
Well, it isn't the sexiest of stories that we do.
No, but a lot of people are jammed up about, and they're on both sides here.
Oh, absolutely.
About the idea that you have to pay for all those channels, but you might only want X number of them, and why should you have to pay more? That's the model that cable's had for years. It's challenged by streaming services.
Well, let's go back to June.
It's warmer. Sure,
it's
go ahead.
Warmer. Yeah,
fine, by me. Yeah.
On June 3rd this year, and enacted on June 15th, the Maine legislature passed a law. It was called an Act to Expand Options for Consumers of Cable Television in Purchasing Individual Channels and Programs.
Why do I want to think it was by the unenrolled from somewhere along the Midcoast? Whose bill was it?
I don't have it in front of me, but it was LD 832, if you want to look it up. I didn't bother doing that. It was passed in June, enacted in June, took effect September 19th. Now, remember, everything became effective, right? 90 days after the legislature, that date was September 19th. And LD 832, the reasoning behind it was that cable TV customers, as you indicated, should be able to pay only for the channels they want, rather than having to pay for programming in the bundle. Now, it's in court.
The state got sued not once but twice in 1 week when the cable companies got wind that Maine was trying to do this. A couple of thoughts here immediately.
And a couple of towns were suing also.
Yeah, a couple of immediate thoughts. Isn't the free market already driving cable companies to do this? Everyone's got the screen in their hand. In fact, without ratting you out, I would bet you all the money in my pocket against all the money in your pocket that you've got behind you right now plugged in your iPad, which you're charging, and you're using the Blueberry Wi-Fi to download a movie for this week.
That's absolutely incorrect.
Oh, where you didn't bring it in today?
No, it's charging so that it's my backup to this computer, which I don't trust. That's the reason it's here, because this one is a funky old computer.
So is the guy behind it. But reality.
Reality.
You've downloaded movies over the company Wi-Fi on your iPad. It's okay. I've downloaded.
No,
you've confessed that you have
I have done a couple.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Because I don't have Wi-Fi at my house. Don't need it. Don't want it.
Because you get it here.
I have it here.
When it comes to downloading.
I have it in the car.
I think we have a new question of the day. Is it?
I have it here. I have it at my son's house. I have it at the condo in Florida.
Look,
and I have it a lot of places, but I don't need it.
The Honorable Larry Dunphy, member of Maine's legislature, writes in on our Facebook feed on our question of the day. And we'll get to the phone here in a second. 1-800-966-1039. Do you think Maine will prevail over challenges to its a la carte cable television law? Larry writes, the telecom lobby is pretty strong in Augusta. Lots of PAC money, and I'm betting a lot of politicians looking for it with the election cycle next year. So my guess would be, no, it won't make it. This bill came up at least once in my 7 years in Augusta, and as one longtime senator told me, don't vote against them because they will run ads against you.
But it already passed, so that's moot. It's in court. It passed as LD 832. And was signed into law.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you think Maine will prevail over challenges to its a la carte cable television law?
You know, I don't think we will, but I don't think it matters. Cable TV is dying. It's all about data.
That's where I agree with you. Streaming services are forcing cable to make changes to satisfy its customers, or it will hang itself with its own cable. Does Maine need to fight this fight? Because free market's going to force cable companies to do it anyway. 1-800-966-1039.
Well, the lawsuit that is, I don't know where it is in the court, honestly. I know it went there. I I'm not a lawyer, so I don't follow it. The lawsuit, which was filed in September, argued that LD 832 preempted federal law, and I don't know how they figure this one, and violates the First Amendment. That's the claim.
Can we park, as we love to say, let's park there for a moment. How do we figure it violates the First Amendment?
You have to ask the lawyer who filed it, I guess. Well, the First Amendment is complicated sometimes.
I just can't.
Yeah, well,
that's, like Alice in Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, I can believe three impossible things before breakfast each morning, but I'm having a tough time seeing how telling cable companies that you got to provide a la carte violates their First Amendment.
Well, they were seeking an order to preliminarily and permanently block the state from enforcing this new law.
Evangelos.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah, I know. Like
Evangelos was the sponsor of the bill. Yes.
It includes, now who's suing? Comcast, A&E Television, C-SPAN Discovery, NBCU, Viacom.
Mm-hmm.
They also say that the law focuses on cable operators and not on other types of pay TV distributors, that it's discriminatory. So the opposition against LD 832 doesn't only address the cable focus, it does present arguments that the cable companies lack standing.
Caller, hello, the George Elrick Tyler Show. We passed the law. The aforementioned cable providers are suing. Do you think Maine will prevail over challenges to its you gotta sell us a la carte law?
I'm pretty sure they won't. And I agree with the last caller who indicated a very strong point that cable is dying. It's largely propaganda. Channels that aren't propaganda are simply controlled opposition. Streaming is going to be the future. We're going to get our news one way, regardless of the censorship. And George, it's not a pleasant thing for you to consider, is it?
I don't care. I really don't care. I watch about nine different channels. I'm currently I take mine from Spectrum. I have the news channels. I wanted the local channels, the news channels, NESN, ESPN. That's about it. That's what I wanted.
Some of the text messages coming into us. 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478 in the MTG text line. I got rid of cable years ago. It was a financial decision. All that crap I didn't want. I don't have Wi-Fi either. Free TV is good enough. Plus, I've got you guys. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. This person writes to us, really guys, another tempest in a teapot with all that's going on. This is an issue. Well, guess what? The legislature made it an issue, and now the cable companies are fighting it, and Maine has got to compensate its attorney general's office to battle back, and guess who's paying for the attorney general's office and the stable of lawyers to fight the fight? You are. Thanks for sending us your text message.
Well, the cable companies make the argument that maybe U.S. Steel made or Standard Oil made or somebody made historically. The cable companies argue that the a la carte model we're talking about would break their business model built on bundling economics and that customers eventually will pay more money than they're paying now.
Not that I disagree, but I just want to point out, where does the government get off in telling private industry what to do? I know it does. I know it's done it in the past,
yeah.
But where does the government get off in meddling in my model?
Well, they've broken up monopolies.
I know they've
before.
Done it in the past, but where do they get off?
Well, they also say the programmers under a la carte would lose advertising revenue generated by these tiered models that you and I understand, resulting in higher license fees that cable operators would be forced to pass on to the consumer. What they're saying is you're throwing out the baby with the bathwater, really.
What they're saying is, if you do this to us, we're just going to pass on these higher fees to those who are still
absolutely
tied to us via cable. Caller, hi. Do you think Maine will prevail over challenges to its a la carte cable television law?
I don't know, but I agree with George. Who cares? And has anything ever gotten cheaper? They're always talking about everything getting cheaper, but has any price ever really gone down, except lately for gas?
1-800-966-1039.
Hold your breath on that.
My
one.
Rent went down once. I want to point out that, and I know I'm going apples to apricots on this, but I still find Evangelos, Evangelos voted for taxpayer-financed abortions. Okay? So he's saying, we're going to take money out of your pocket and we're going to do with it what we want, and you don't get a say in it. But it's not okay for the cable company to take a fee out of your pocket and put channel X, Y, along with channel Z, A, B, and C. I just find that just a tiny bit, lowercase h, hypocritical.
The cable industry allegations, according to those who were against this suit, say, hey, this is purely hypothetical. The state argues that granting a preliminary injunction is not warranted because towns and cities have no present intent to take action or enforce the new law. So what are we doing here? We passed a law and nobody's doing anything with the law.
The cable company's ways just go along with the law and make it so expensive to buy a few channels. People will just take the bundle. That's the text that comes to us. Also, if you are struggling to get Wi-Fi in your home and it's going to come in with your cable company because there's no competition, you still may be bound by that same cable that brings in those channels to the same cable that brings you access to your Wi-Fi. Caller, hi, GHRT. Do you think Maine will prevail over challenges to its a la carte cable television law?
No. As long as they're making a profit, forget it.
The person that wrote to us, really, guys, another tempest in a teapot? With all that's going on, this is an issue? After explaining it on the radio, this person writes back, I stand corrected. I guess it is an issue. It is.
Well, name someone that is not affected by it. A few who could write us and text us and say, I never watch TV. But most people watch something. And I don't care what it is. I know what I watch. You know what you watch. Especially people who live alone, maybe. A lot of people, it's their window to the world, whether they like it or not.
Can we go back to the way the current models are working? Not the cable company. We know what they're doing. But again, look at those who are fighting it, all right? Comcast. But look who else is among the cable broadcasters who are, at least according to the item penned in the, well, it's not an item, it's an editorial in the Portland Press Herald, paragraph number 1, 2, 3, 4. Comcast and nine cable broadcasters, including Disney and Fox Cable, are fighting the law in federal court. The word that strikes fear in my heart in that entire sentence is Disney.
No, Disney's a part of it, yeah. Okay, and they're just going to start a stream. Okay. They're all doing streaming.
But hang on a second. You don't mess with the mouse. They've got money coming out of their ears. See what I did there? Mickey Mouse and ears?
Oh, I'm with you.
If Maine is making a point. Yes, go ahead, make a point. But how much money are we going to waste in battling this when the models are going to take them down that road anyway? We want to get in a fight with the Magic Kingdom? We want to waste money and waste time? Wouldn't it be better spent fighting opioid abuse?
Well, in the entertainment world, streaming services have revolutionized how we watch TV and how we consume. Netflix is a classic example. They have 139 million subscribers.
And their viewership is going down because here comes Disney.
Some of the product they were giving on Netflix is now going to be held by Disney.
I know. All of those Marvel movies that everyone wants to, which is the reason why my family is going to sign up for Disney Plus.
Everybody's in it. CBS On Demand.
This is GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.